What up, y'all? Welcome to Gobi Games. I'm Gobi. With me tonight is Nighthawk, Jess, Trey. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Just Hello. Another day.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is episode 6 retake, because the last one, I just went down in flames. We'll just put it that way. And we had some scheduling issues, so we just decided, you know what? We're just going to scrap it, start over. So, yeah, here we go. First up, Watch Dogs Legion's online multiplayer. I know everybody's super excited about this. Fuck off, you got to wait until 2021.
Yeah, can't say I'm actually that excited about it.
I'm in the same boat.
I don't know anybody that is. At least they admitted that they're pushing it back so they can work on the focusing on fixing issues with single player. That's probably good, because if your game has that many issues in single player, adding players to it probably not gonna minimize the bugs. Right?
Probably not.
Does anybody here even play this? Or have they played
this?
Nope.
No. I've really thought about it a couple times, but that's about it.
At least the thought was there.
No, just see a lot of ads for it, but never really thought about playing.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, the ads look really cool. I mean, they make it look super awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's one of those games. Like, I want to like it, and I want to play it, but the rest of me just knows that it's just going to sit in my library and never get played anyway, so no point buying it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Kind of sums it up.
So, Giant Robots, Destiny, Warframe? Yeah. No? Nobody?
That one sounds pretty cool. I mean... Warframe is already a pretty good game, and then adding some Destiny aspects, it sounds like it's promising.
Yeah, so Transformers Online is coming out in 2021, and they say it's designed as a mix of Destiny and Warframe. As long as they have the wall running mechanics, and you can play as Bumblebee. If you can't play as Bumblebee,
yes.
Fuck this game. Just saying, like... Why do you never get to play
That's
as
fair.
Bumblebee?
I wish I could answer that.
You tried.
I did. I gave it a little bit of effort, at least.
Yeah, I think this will be something to keep an eye on, but I'm not going to get too excited about it at this time. It's, yeah.
Oh, and I don't know. Transformers, historically... Like, cartoons, games, and everything is always a, let's wait and see how this pans out.
Yeah.
Most of the Transformer games I've played, I did not like. I'm just going to say it.
Fair. I mean, conceptually it sounds cool. It's just really execution.
Yeah, I mean, I love the shows. I love the cartoons. Like, I grew up on them. Like, all that stuff. I just, for whatever reason, the video games just... can't bring me in.
I mean, if they can actually make it like Destiny, but with Transformers, it should prove to be somewhat interesting, but, you know, that's also giving Destiny a lot of credit.
I just want Bumblebee from the first Transformers so I can play his radio voice.
What if we just scrap the whole idea and do a Lego version?
Oh,
Lego games are pretty great.
That's true.
You know, that is a franchise I've never seen in Legos, and that would be a lot of fun. Yeah.
I'd play that one.
I'd play that one, too.
They do super well. They do so well with their games. Ooh, that one's good. The Marvel Avengers one is really good, too.
I feel so bad. Like, I'm an adult, and I'm playing a Legos game.
The Harry Potter one was amazing.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yes.
I almost bought it for my daughter. She's a huge Harry Potter fan, and I haven't yet, and I'm kind of regretting it. But
Well, I bet
Christmas is
you're
coming
regretting
up.
that she listens to this podcast too,
Oh no, not
so.
that daughter.
Oh, damn.
That's Kiana. She's all into like some anime. I can't even know. I don't. I gave up trying to. The last one I remember talking about a lot was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and
Oh God.
then she's talking about blue something, or I don't know. Yeah.
Blue Exorcist?
No, I do know that she did say Attack on Titan season 4 has started to come out, so
Yeah. I
looking
got Trey
forward
to watch
to
anime with me, and that's. He's only watched one, but that was the one
I'm
he
down for
started
that
on.
one. Yep, Attack on
Yeah.
Titan works for me.
Yeah, I do. It's. I'm the same way. Like, I'm not an anime fan, but Attack,
Me
like,
neither.
that one works.
Yep.
It's so good.
That's that
Don't.
one and Sword Art. Those are like
Oh,
the two.
God. No. Once you get to, like, season two of Sword
Nope.
Art, it gets
Yes.
cringy. It's
Whoa. Yep.
so bad.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yeah, two was bad.
No, like, it's not even all the way through, like, season one. Like, when they get out of the dome, like 2 episodes after that, like, that's it.
Yeah, no, that's kind of like the start of season two, though, like where the guy's
That
all
is the start.
creepy while
Yeah,
she's in a coma. That's
yep.
the start of season two. It's
That's the
so
start of
creepy.
season two. Or he like,
Oh,
yeah,
dude,
he,
that guy.
yeah.
We're gonna get off on a
No.
tangent here really quick. Oh, speaking of tangents, happy birthday, buddy. It's my little man Loki's birthday, so happy birthday.
Oh,
I get to see you today,
oh.
and I get to play some
Happy
Halo
birthday.
split screen with him, and we played a little Mario Kart 2. So yeah.
Ooh, nice.
That's
Heck
cute.
yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So we'll move on to one of the two big topics here, and this one, Nighthawk. It's all you, buddy.
Yeah,
Fallout and Cave
so
Shelters.
Fallout 76 with the Steel Dawn update released vaults, basically. I like to call them vaults, even though I know they're not technically a vault. But they've been pretty sweet. The camp shelters came out, and I have all three of them. They're kind of cool. You're basically building your own vault, but a lot smaller than that, which is something I definitely think they should address and fix and let you kind of make your own vault. But it's pretty cool. I mean, it runs separate from your camp, even though you still technically have to build it inside of where your camp is. But what it does look like is when you move your camp, your shelter actually stays. So you can have actual multiple shelters around many different places, and just kind of travel around to your shelters. The only thing I don't like is that inside of camp shelters and all that kind of stuff, PvP is a thing, and people can destroy your shit in shelters.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah,
No, yeah,
exactly.
totally agree. Totally agree. Like, fuck that. The other fun thing we should talk about is you can stack shelters. So,
Yeah.
see, he has all three of them. So, wouldn't it be cool to have, a vault lobby? You enter into a vault lobby and then you go into the vault atrium off of that. Right? That makes total sense. Maybe a utility room off to the side. That's all cool. You could do that. Fine. But as soon as you go into the atrium and you want to go back in, you have to go, in order to go into the lobby, you get kicked all the way back to the open world, and then you have to go back into the lobby. Fun, right?
That would be frustrating.
That's such a hassle. No, thank you.
Oh my god. It's like they do so good and then there's just like one, it's not even a big thing. It's a little thing, guys, and it's it's so shooting them in the foot.
Yeah, it's a issue.
Okay, other than me ragging on them for that one issue, this update has actually been a lot of fun. And pretty good for the game. I've stuck more hours into Fallout 76 in the past 2 weeks than probably any other game on my list, including 2 full days of gaming on it.
I cannot say the same thing.
I enjoyed it. Yep.
I definitely enjoy it, but Destiny has obviously kind of dragged me back in.
No, there's no drag. Like, you guys fell off a fucking cliff.
There's a lot of content. There's a lot going on, and it's the beginning of the season. You're trying to reach the season cap for your light level, so you can run raids and stuff. You got a lot to do.
That's true. I'm going to go off on a very small tangent here, Gobi. We'll keep it short. I finally had the chance to play the new raid last night, and I will say, holy shit, it is probably one of the most fun raids since Crota, actually. Since technically Crota was second.
That's what a lot of people have been saying. I have friends that have run it, and they're like, it's so much fun. Like,
it really
first, like, favorite raid.
Yep. Ever since Crota, because Crota is actually my all-time favorite raid. It's probably second on my list now. And I mean, it is a little complicated in how it works, but for the most part, from the last couple of raids we've had in Destiny 2, it is extremely easy. And it is a lot of fun.
I'm trying to get to that, like, comfortable light level to go. Because my friend was telling me, like, 1230 should be solid. You're just going to have some survivability issues.
So it was 1230. I was really good for 12. I was running at, like, 1230, 1235.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I ended the raid, I was 1239, 1240.
Wow.
The only thing that sucked was the ending. The final boss is 1250, so then you really have some survivability issues when you get to the final boss.
Right.
Luckily, I mean, like, everybody else I was playing with has already done the raid a bunch of times, and they were all, like, 1255s and all that, so I had the easiest job in the last portion of the raid, where I basically just hid in a corner and had to assist them in everything they had to do and survive. On top of that, I mean, the main strat for killing the boss is basically a lot of swords, or a lot of shotguns, a lot of anarchy, and then somebody with divinity. Lament. It was mostly shotguns and anarchy. Or grenade launchers, and then a divinity. So luckily I got to just sit there and run a divinity. All I had to worry about was hitting him with divinity.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't wait to go try that raid.
It is a lot of fun. Quite a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure we can get a little raid group together.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, sorry, okay. We're like super off right. Topic.
So since you guys want to go into Destiny, it's not on the topic list, but I can find the article. But apparently Destiny 2 is going cross-play at some point
yes.
in 2021. Do they say?
So there was a tweet. Bungie released a tweet with this most recent update for this past week, because they did do a whole... They did, like, a whole state of the game kind of thing, talking about the mistakes that they made and the fixes that they're going to be rolling out, as well as things that they thought they did right, basically. Because they have obviously addressed... I mean, they took away a third of the game, and what they didn't think about when they took away the third of the game was they also took away a third of the loot pool. And they didn't realize how small they had made the loot pool until it was too late.
That's fair.
So they have addressed the fact that they need to change some things and need to bring some things back so that you can get the same guns that people have currently, which they have actually already done. I mean, one of the like strike raid kind of things is already back in the game. You can launch it from the tower.
Prophecy Dungeon. That's
back. Yes, the dungeon. That is back. So you can get the Prophecy Dungeon gun. And then inside of that, they did also announce that cross-play will be coming in 2021.
Cool. Is one of those mistakes going to be refunding us for owning the expansions on PC and console?
No.
I'm so pissed off about that.
I'm sorry.
I'm also not so sure about how that's going to work, because I think they're still going to make people buy the game. But we'll see.
Like, we didn't buy all the expansions for PC. I think the only one we didn't pick up was Forsaken.
Which, in all arguments, you don't.
Yeah, we don't. Well, we didn't need it because we already pulled all the exotics for Forsaken. So that's we true, got Shadowkeep because we needed to pull the exotics. Otherwise, we wouldn't have gotten it. Like, we already played through that story on PS4.
Yeah.
So, kind of a bummer. Well, extra copies of stuff.
Ain't that the truth?
Crossplay will be amazing.
Yes, yeah. It will be.
It'll be nice, especially since we're so scattered.
Yeah, that's true.
No, if only.
And I can't lie. Some
their head out of their ass.
Sometimes it's really nice to just sit on my couch and play video games and not have to sit in a room alone.
Yeah.
Oh. I hook my laptop up to the big TV all of the time.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's why I like my Switch. Because sometimes I just want to, you know, be casual about it. And just, I don't know. Something about being portable with a console is kind of nice.
Yes. All right, we can get back on topic now, Gobi.
So, I know Trey's been looking forward to this update almost as much as me. They finally brought it back. Fucking guys, why did you take it out? We won't go into how much I hate you right now, but the optimization station is finally back. And some other changes too. But, obviously, the most important thing to take away from all of this is the optimization station is back. Start grinding.
Oh.
Because it's not cheap.
It's super funny because everybody said when Division 2 came out that they were going to have to turn it into Division 1 since they had already perfected Division 1, and slowly but surely that's exactly what has happened. It's creeped back around to Division 1.
Yep. It really has.
Yeah.
Having this optimization station is super nice, though. It takes out a good 50% of your grind. And kind of rewards you for the grind now. And it leaves not as much of it to chance, which that, I think, is what burnt everybody out. And unfortunately, I'm worried that they lost way too much of their player base already.
And unfortunately, Division's player base is not like Destiny. They won't come back every new release.
I think Division 2's player base burns out far quicker than Destiny, just because Destiny seems to have more content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. I mean, the whole season things, where I mean, it's too short. Like, you can burn through a season in a day.
It's
yeah.
It's not on any of that. It's the bullet spongy. That's it. If they made the Division with the same time to kill as Destiny, and made you feel basically like a badass instead of a wet paper bag 90% of the game, like, it would
lose
true. Its player base. Like, it in
that
the
is
Division
true.
1, like, when the D3 set came out, and I figured out how to make a 9k health D3 set, and I could basically bulldoze anything in the game, like, I played all the time. Because I felt like
yeah,
a fucking
that's
god. Division 2 comes around.
That's what
oh.
kept me.
Go
that's
on.
What kept me out of Division 1 was every time I'd start to play it, I'd get killed with two shots. It was like playing Rainbow Six. And I thought, Yes, this is why I don't play Division 1 anymore.
Yeah, I like the shorter time to kill. I think that's their problem, is they're too bullet spongy. Like, it's... They need to find a happy medium. Like, Destiny might be too quick for a Division game, but it definitely, like... They need to work on their time to kill in PvE. And I know I don't have the most optimized gear in the world, but I shouldn't have to have perfectly optimized gear to feel like a badass.
Yeah, they only have two modes. It's you get annihilated or you annihilate. There's no, like, okay, we're well balanced now.
Yeah.
I feel like I can go into this building, and if it's, you know, five on just me, there's a chance I'll get rocked. But if it's, you know, three on me or one on one, it'll be a nice even fight. We'll be able to, like, it'll be fun. Kind of like with Destiny. With Destiny, if you get overwhelmed, there's a good chance you're going to die.
Yes.
But
yeah.
On the other hand, if you go in there with your optimized gear set, there's a good chance you're going to rock whatever's in there.
I think the other problem that Division kind of has, especially, is like, I know they've tried making raids and they've tried making them interesting and fun, but on top of the fact that we're wet paper bags that just get fucking destroyed in a light breeze, they're not interesting enough. Like, at least Bungie and Destiny do well with even storytelling inside of a raid at the same time as having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
I think one of the big problems that Division has is just the fact that it's so cut and dry, where it's run in a straight line, stop, kill things, run in another straight line, stop there, kill some things, jump over a couple of obstacles, and then run in a straight line.
Yeah, we've tried the Division, like, we haven't even got past the first one, but we've tried it a couple times with a, you know, formidable amount of people. Like, on our PS4 group, we took in some of the best players we had and some of the not-so-best players we had, and, I mean, it was not a great time. It was mind-numbing, and it was another situation where either you got your butt kicked, or we had no challenge at all. And it just, I don't know, we didn't enjoy it.
I've yet to see the raid in this game.
And that right there is the problem.
Like, yeah. Well, the problem is getting eight people together for the raid. Like, it's,
yeah, but...
Plus, it's not a short raid either, from what I understand.
Like, yes.
First timers, you're looking at 6 hours or so to complete first time through with a bunch of freshies.
Why?
Freshies. Oh, dude... My first go-round on Ghost Recon Breakpoint's raid, I think total from start of it to finish of it was 8 hours.
But, and see, it's got to just be, it's at this point, it's got to be an Ubisoft thing, because I've never had any interest or seen any interest.
Mechanics.
Yeah, like, I've never heard or seen any interest to play Ghost Recon's raid, ever.
It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Except for the Cerberus boss at the end, which is three separate robots with three different attacks that attack you twice, and then the third one's an insta-kill. So you have to keep rotating people. And, yeah. If they get too close together, then they connect a triangle of death. And if you're in between it, you're dead. It's, yeah. It's a lot of death.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, that sounds amazing. Death.
It does sound pretty cool, but...
it was a lot of fun, but, I mean, in order to get there, you gotta get past the big tank, which is super fucking annoying, and
yeah.
The helicopter one is actually pretty cool. I can't remember the movie, but it's got the, like, lasers in the wall that, like, go through in Resident Evil. In the hallway, down where they, like, slice the people in half. There's like there's three lasers. There's high, low, and medium. And while you're shooting this big helicopter drone, these lasers will like come through, and you gotta like get under them, between them, or whatever. It's just interesting things like that, but it's... You gotta really like a Ghost Recon game to play the raid. I'm just gonna say it. But, anyway, Ghost Recon, or Division 2, the other things I want to talk about that kind of, like... Obviously, there's new gear, new weapons. We could talk about those. But picking up skills. You can now pick up a deployed turret. Oh. It's about fucking time.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot the first couple times and then realized that came out. And, man, that's kind of a nice game changer. I just run over, grab my turret, and then be on my merry way. I don't have to wait the 30 seconds anymore. For everything to get off a cooldown before I start the next engagement, because I'm not strong enough to take on anything that has a gun.
Yeah, I mean, I wish there was a way that you could recall your drone faster without blowing it up. But there's not. What was the other thing? Inventory size increase.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, yeah. Increased by 50 to 150. It's not much, but I'll take it. I'll take it. Any increase. They increased the number of loadout slots from 4 to... Or by... Increased by 4 to 16. Alright.
That's stupid.
How many people have 16 loadouts?
I was maxed out on PS4. So I'm probably going to fill up those other 4 as well.
Okay, well, we got Mr. Sweaty over there.
I've decided on PC, I'm just going to stick to one build.
just one for now, uh-huh. There's some summit changes, too, but...
I was going to say, the main thing with the summit change, though, it sounds like that's going to be the primary grind for recalibration station.
Yeah, where did I see that? There's something.
Okay. So it looks like they've added summit challenges, which basically give you a purpose when you're in the summit. So there's things like tactical challenges and ascent challenges is what they're called. And basically, it gives you directives on like what to do. So like, I think one of them is. Headshots or weak point kills, and the other is
completing a boss floor with 6 directives active and without any agents being downed. Sorry.
Yeah, that too.
Don't take me with
you.
So, just saying.
The easier one on that side is also, they say, clearing floors on a single session. So, like, if you clear 3 floors on a single session, you complete challenges, stuff like that. But at the same time as that being the way to get caches for materials, it is also the only way you can get the new exotic. So the only way you can get the new exotic AR is through completing... I mean, and it's not many of them, and you can kind of flip-flop between the two different types of challenges, but you do have to complete 5 challenges in order to get the new exotic. So, there is that.
The 10th, 20th, and 30th get a blueprint and a specialization point each. 20th gets a named item cache, and 30th gets an exotic cache. I'm glad they're doing something to spice up the summit. I mean, not that it was bad before.
They did also update how targeted loot will work as well. They did say that now every time you hit a checkpoint, you will also be given a targeted loot item. So checkpoints are 3, 6, 9, 10, 13, 96, 99, and 100, obviously going in
threes.
Orders. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'll get a targeted loot as well as while you're grinding in the actual summit, but you will also get one at every checkpoint.
and Rogue Encounters. They have nerfed Rogue into the ground. I'm joking. I wish.
No, they've actually made them stronger.
If only we were joking about that. We really aren't.
I ended with two of them, and the only reason I beat them was because I took over a checkpoint and I had an entire army with me.
Right. Yeah, those missions I'm, like, soloing, and I get these, like, rogue agent encounters, it's like, this is such a waste of time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, they made them more frequent as well.
I have noticed, though, once I hit 40, I just bump my map up to challenging, and it seems like the loot is a lot more bountiful, we'll call it. Because it's not that there's more of it, but what I am getting from the higher level encounters, like the rogue agents, or...
Yep. To the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Anything that is a little bit harder content, I get a little better loot. So I'm enjoying that. And it's like, it's loot that I would have gotten if I were running on heroic.
Oh, yeah. I don't even hardly pick up loot anymore on challenging, because it's basically a waste. I can sell it.
Yep.
Like, I can't even break it down for mats, because I'm full nope. on, like, everything, so the only thing I can do is sell it. And, no offense to the developers, but money in the game is completely fucking useless in endgame, because you don't need to really
buy
anything.
It's totally useless.
So it's not like I need to get a bunch of gear, and I basically just inspect it, and if it's not better than something I have, I just leave it on the ground.
Yeah, that seems like the natural order of things.
I was doing that. That's why I'm kind of pleased with the optimization station now. They've at least given you a reason to pick it up.
That's true.
Why? What do you do now? What happens now when you break it down other than getting materials for it?
So when you break it down, for anything you want to optimize, you have to get a very specific type of material. So not only do you have to break down, for instance, if you want to optimize your wyvern chest piece, you have to break down other wyvern pieces, and you have to break down other chest pieces, because you have to get the mm-hmm. wyvern currency, and you have to get the chest piece currency.
Yeah.
So it's at least something to focus on. Oh, yeah, I'm not doing it.
Well, guess he can continue as per usual.
Yeah. If you've already optimized your gear, this was not for you.
No, I mean, not optimized. Like, I've broken down so many pieces of gear, like, everything is red. When I go in, you know, you look at all your stuff or whatever, it's all red. It's probably like you on the PS4, dude. Like...
Yeah, that's where I'm at on PS4.
You don't, like, those bags, the duffel bags that on the side of the street or whatever, you just run by them. You don't even bother to open them anymore because it's just not going to do anything for you. Which sucks. I mean...
When I switched to PC, I actually had to retrain myself to start grabbing all that stuff.
Right, I mean, you get just so used to just not needing it because, I mean... I'll grab food every once in a while because you gotta drop it off for, like, the weekly challenge or whatever, or, you know, I give, control point people it.
Yeah, that's the one that's been throwing me off. I've been using all of my materials I've been collecting, but mostly, like, food, water, all that kind of stuff. I've been using that to get the exotic cash every week, and so I go to get it, and I'm like, why do I have no food and water? And I'm like, it's because I... don't collect those duffel bags.
Yeah, those exotic pieces every week are kind of nice, too. So when I first hit 40, I had enough to get one, and I got a perfectly god-rolled... what's her name's mask? Coyote mask.
Yep.
Yeah, I was like, well, that's a good one to roll with right out of the gate.
Yep.
Must be nice.
That's actually how I got one of... I guess you're not having trouble. You're not having luck?
No! I got, like, 4 BTSU gloves in a row. It was miserable.
Oh, yeah. She's getting the shit end of that deal.
Ooh, yeah, I will say, I got a really good... I got a really good pestilence out of that. Never looked back.
So,
That's what I'm waiting for.
my favorite one was the Division One. Okay. The Ninja Bike Backpack came out. You guys remember that? Yeah,
Yep.
it was a big thing. Everybody had to have it. I played the game for almost 6 months after that came out. Almost, religiously, I played for 6 months trying to get this backpack. Never got it dropped. I finally had it drop it while in a party and somebody give it to me, and immediately after somebody gave it to me, the next exotic I got was another Ninja Bike
Yeah,
backpack.
of course.
It took me 6 months.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say they nerfed it.
Oh no. I mean, well, it was one of those things. Like, I
No,
used
that
it
was
for
2 days later.
might have been like a week. It might have gotten
So,
nerfed before I even got it.
the same thing happened to Dollar when the BTSU gloves first came out, and they were the thing. Everybody had a pair, and it turned you into like a skill killing god. We had everybody get them. We had a guy get on that plays with us from Scotland. He plays every now and then. His first time back, he got one to drop. I mean, they were dropping for everybody. I ended up getting like five or six pairs, but he was never on when I got them. But finally, when he got his pair to drop, it was the day before they changed the exotic
Oh.
perk of the BTSU gloves, and they became 100% worthless.
Yeah. I
So,
feel
poor
your pain, man.
Dollar.
I feel your pain.
Now Dollar gets them every week in the exotic cache.
That's awesome.
What's another
Well,
bag that I get all the time?
oh yeah, you get a Costas Go bag.
Oh, I get that one all
Yeah,
the time
it's
too.
got
I get
so
that.
many of them.
It's, yep. It's, those two are my go-tos.
I think we were doing a mission once, and she got two of them in that mission.
No, it's okay. Rail drops aren't terrible.
Have they
You know,
added Harmony
sometimes.
back into the loot pool? Because, like, I never saw it
Okay.
at all last season.
I was running in a zone that had rifles, and I didn't see it drop once. I got every other rifle that ever existed to man, but I didn't see that one.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, it literally is not in the loot pool. And I'd wonder why.
Although now they have that sweet AR rifle that has the same perk, so I'm just gonna stick with that one.
Oh, the
Yes,
new
they do.
PDR or whatever capacitor.
Yeah, it has same exact perk, and it shoots a little funky, so it'll take some getting used to, but I would prefer the AR over the rifle. And then I'll probably take them both, and it can't hurt.
Yeah, I have Future Perfect on all mine. I have a God Rolled Harmony that I got in the cache, so it doesn't bother me, but I know Smurg was looking for one forever, and it was like, it's literally the only gun in the game I've never
Yep.
seen drop other than the season that it was in, which I think was season 2.
Yeah, and I got a ton of them in the season that it was in. I think I had two God rolls drop for me in that season.
Yeah, once I got it, once I acquired it, it was dropping like it was water.
Yeah.
And now it's just like a desert.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in, I haven't seen it since the new season started on either PC or PS4.
We'll get it right after they give us crossplay.
Probably.
Right.
So, Nether? Question mark?
Exactly.
Possibly. I guess.
So, I got one other one that I was just obviously, sitting here scrolling through Facebook. Did you guys see what Microsoft announced this morning?
No.
They're officially bringing xCloud to iOS because for the longest time they apparently did not want to bring xCloud to iOS. So Microsoft's gaming streaming service will be coming to iOS, although it's already been out for everybody else other than iOS. And interestingly enough,
Me.
it is also not out for PC or for Xbox. But coming up here, they will be giving it in 2021. xCloud will be going to iOS and to PC.
We had to branch out to something after Apple announced they're not using their processors anymore.
Well, yeah, and then also after, you know, they decided that it was a good idea to close all their retail locations.
What was that?
Apparently, though, the main problem of why it's been taking them so long is apparently Apple was blocking xCloud from being a thing. And apparently, all of a sudden, they decided to allow it on their Apple Store. However, they are telling Microsoft that... So it literally says that Apple Store and recently offered an olive branch to these services with some big restrictions. Apple insists that developers must individually submit their games as separate apps using their streaming tech. So xCloud will be available, but they will also have to additionally give their games to Apple.
It's because they want a cut of the money.
Yes. So it'll be interesting to see who actually it'll be interesting to see who actually goes onto xCloud, because I have a feeling that some of the games that people will be wanting will not be going, so like Destiny and all those kind of guys, I have a feeling will be like, yeah, screw you.
Well, Destiny in particular, it's not like they need it.
That's true.
All right, we all got to get out of here because we all got to play Cyberpunk 2077 or
something.
Oh, wait.
Nope, I got to watch the movie in the back of my eyelids.
I'm like, find me on Minecraft? ?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be down for some crafting here, but...
It didn't work, so... Maybe with my Christmas bonus, I might actually pick it up, but... I was actually more surprised that it had such a huge amount of GS, like, super excited for a single-player game.
Well, I'm just more surprised at... I just recently saw a picture for... because Cyberpunk released that picture of interest in the game, and it, I mean, the game flatlined on interest, and then all of a sudden it just, like, skyrocketed.
It's the Keanu Reeves effect.
That is probably exactly what it is, let's be honest here.
Right.
Towards the release, he sold the heck out of that game, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably because the more money that the game made, the more money he makes.
Oh, no doubt.
And, like, who doesn't love Keanu Reeves, right?
That's true.
Exactly.
Somebody, I'm sure. I'm sure there's somebody.
No.
Not here, but, I mean, it's possible.
Like, he's like an angel in Matrix clothing.
Watch out there, Trey.
No. Not quite like that, though.
I can't compete with him.
No. He just does a lot of charity work. He's like a very... Like, he gives back a lot.
And like, whatever you do, don't kill his dog.
No, and don't do that.
Custom motorcycles.
He does.
That are... They're sexy as fuck. Like, they're amazing. Oh. Mm, yes.
Mm. That sounds like Gobi has the crush, if anything.
Yeah. Probably.
Motorcycles, they're amazing. And he's got a great eye for detail. Plus, I know he rides
hard, so... Uh-huh. I'm sure you love his eye for detail there, Gobi.
Yep.
Hey, I'll stick to my
That's definitely what it is.
I'm not rich enough to buy one of his ever.
Yeah. They are ridiculously expensive.
But probably worth it. But, yeah. Again, thanks for listening. And you guys, thanks for joining. Hopefully y'all had a good time. But we're going to get out of here. So catch y'all later. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.